Checking in as we always do on Tuesdays with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. And Mayor, here we are the last week of February.
I know you must be disappointed, Joe, huh? With it getting behind us. That is, it's nice to see. Nice to see the forecast of temperatures rising. Nice to see the rain yesterday wash away some of this stuff. We're not out of the woods because March can be a tough month, but hey, we're going in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of going in the right direction, we really are with the pandemic numbers since the last time we talked. Now we're in the yellow.
Yes, we are. Yesterday's number was 8 for new cases. I mean, that's phenomenal. We haven't seen that in a long time. So it's we are going in the right direction, as it seems, you know, the entire nation is, and certainly the Commonwealth. So we're glad we're going with the crowd on this one.
Right.
But it's been a long haul for everybody. It really has. So this is any signs of hope. This is nice to see.
Boy, it's so true. And unfortunately, there was one additional death too. So we certainly can't remember to keep those thoughts, those folks in our prayers, certainly.
Oh, absolutely. Indeed.
Can we talk a little bit about the vaccination clinic that Manette is running, Mayor? Do you know, will that continue now that the governor is kind of redirecting some of the supply?
Well, you know, we partnered with Manette, as you know, early on. And, you know, they had their own supply coming. And then we're getting a supply from TPH to our public health department. And we just channeled it right to Manette anyway, because we, you know, partnered with them on the whole clinic, the testing, the clinic, the vaccination, however you want to call it. But, so they'll continue to get allotments, and we're still partnering with them. So I don't see a disruption with us at this point.
Okay, that's good news. I'm sure folks have scheduled appointments coming up, or they have to go back for their second dose, so they want to make sure that that's available.
Correct. And I got to say that, you know, in my business, Joe, there's not too many flowery lettuce that come in about things. And I understand it's the nature of the business I'm in. But I tell you, the amount of calls and notes we've gotten from seniors who were not only thrilled to get the vaccine, but the way they were treated with such respect, and the volunteers and the people down there, so professional and kind, and, talked about the EMTs and everybody involved at the site. It's just, it was a great experience for them. And that makes me feel good. And, you know, this is government, and we're doing it right. You know, sometimes we don't always get it right, but there's a lot of expectation from government, particularly during this crisis. And I'm just pleased that we've had this partnership with Manette and all the incredible volunteers who are helping us on this. And it's obviously being met in a nice way from the public. So that's makes me feel good.
That's great to hear. And I know Beth Israel Leahy is running a clinic too up at State Street. Is that just for their patients? Do you know?
It is at this point just for their patients. Correct. Yep.
Okay. What's being done at the public housing facilities, Mayor?
Yeah, they have partnered with Stop and Shop Pharmacies, and the last I spoke with James Marathis, the plan was to go to, or actually building by building and apartment by apartment, and so the senior would not have to leave their home, their apartment, whatever way you want to word it, and they'd be able to take a chair, sit by the door, and they'll actually come apartment to apartment and do the vaccination. So that's a great deal too. And as you know, we did the vaccine at a couple of the senior buildings with mask on and, you know, the statewide firefighters, as well as Brewster Ambulance. And that worked very, very well. So, you know, I talked to the governor on Saturday, and I know he's been taking a bit of a beating on some of this stuff. And, you know, I thanked him for his commitment and, you know, the success we've had in Quincy. It wouldn't happen without him working. I know he's taken his lumps. And there's some legitimate criticism on the rollout and, you know, the system crash, et cetera, but, you know, he's, from my view, he's done a nice job, certainly for, as it relates to the city of Quincy. And I was kidding with him because, you know, nobody wanted to be near the governor when he was making these tough decisions over the last year.
Yeah.
Now that the vaccinations are here, everybody wants a piece of the action, right? So it's not easy being in a position of leadership like that and can be lonely, for sure. But I did have a laugh with them about that. But you know, they're working their tails off trying to get it right. And it's so many categories that if you look at it, Massachusetts is leading in many of the categories. They're right near the top as far as the states, how they've been distributed, and the amount of people that have gotten it per capita, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it's easy to be critical. And I know that because I'm, you know, I'm a receiver on that stuff almost every day. That's part of life, and that's okay. But, you know, in this past year, when you look at all the decisions that were made every step of the way, I think this governor's done a pretty good job for the state. And I'm certainly grateful for his leadership.
The younger kids are having the option now to go back to class full-time here in Quincy. How's that working out?
Yeah, I talked to the superintendent late yesterday, and day one was no complaints. Didn't seem to be any issues. Everything went pretty smoothly. And I certainly know from firsthand, because I know some parents of kids, how excited they were going back. You know, we forget about that. You know, it's certainly about learning, but there's that social experience these kids enjoy with their, you know, their friends and peers, and that's important. And so I think they're thrilled to get back. And, you know, the superintendent's talking about, you know, continuing to roll more grades in. And by the end of March, we should have all the middle school in as well. So it's good. It's good. Hopefully that last quarter of the year, we can get everybody back in the buildings and finish the year strong.
Yeah. And there is, of course,
that's where the CDC is a problem.
Yeah.
Joe, I know we're talking before we went on the air, but, you know, the guidelines before had said 3 to 6 feet. And now the CDC is grabbing 6 feet and requiring it at this point. Now, as you know, CDC changes it almost daily. But 6 feet is going to be very, very challenging if people decided to leave remote and come in. I don't know that we can accommodate all of our kids in all of our buildings because of the space requirement. So that's a legitimate challenge we're going to have. And we've dealt with the air handling and exchange of air. We've pumped a lot of money into the buildings, fixing all the systems and belts and fans and HVAC. So we're in good shape in that regard. We got all the masks, we got all the sanitizer, we've got a pretty nice setup. But that 6 foot versus a 3 or 4 foot is a croaker for not only us, I got to believe for many of the districts. So, you know, the federal government's talking out of both sides of their mouth. I know that's very unusual for them, but you know, they're encouraging the kids to get back in school, but at the same time, they're pushing the limits and I got to believe that there's probably some political involvement with the National Teachers Union, because they do have some power with the Democratic Party. So I hope it's not that, and I hope CDC adjusts that, because it'll be impossible to get everybody back in the buildings. If everybody decided to leave remote and come back, we couldn't accommodate them.
Right.
Now, if the kids, certain kids stay remote, and the law right now is you got to continue to offer that, then it'll be okay because of the amount of kids that are doing the remote. But I got to believe when the good weather's here and the kids have the option to come back, things are calmer, I think they're coming back, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know the option of pooled testing is also underway. Speaking of the state helping out, I know the state's picking up the cost for that. Is that something that you think would help get kids back?
I don't know. I guess it's another tool in the toolbox, Joe. And, you know, it is, it's not required. It's not mandated. So, you know, it is a volunteer thing. You know, if it helps us to see where the numbers are going and control things, then I guess that's good. As you are, I'm just looking forward to getting back to normal. I'm sick of talking about all this stuff.
Well, as the weather gets better, we can certainly open up more windows. That would help, I'm sure.
Yeah, the buildings, even before you open the windows, buildings, the air exchange in our buildings are better than any home. You know, especially this time of year, unless you're opening the door at home, you're not getting any air exchange. Mm-hmm. We have these systems in the buildings that every so many times an hour, the air gets exchanged. If you open the windows, it makes it even better. It, you know, although it's interesting because some of the teachers will open the windows all the way. They weren't concerned about who was paying the heat bill. But opening all the way doesn't really help. You know, you've got the system in place. All you need to do is crack the windows and it creates that additional flow. But you know, people go to the extreme, and I understand the little worry and concern some of them have, but
yeah.
Then of course the kids were freezing, you know, so it is a balance here we try to find. And cool. You know, I'm grateful that, I don't mean to, you know, I mentioned the national teachers leadership, but you know, locally the elementary tools teachers were thrilled to be back. they're so dedicated. They want to be in with their kids, you know. And I know many of the teachers were as thrilled to get back as many of the kids. So, you know, I thank them, the principals, the superintendent, his team. Everybody's working hard on this, and we're making great progress. So let's hope it keeps going.
Sure. Something else to look forward to this year is the new General's Bridge in Quincy Square. How's that coming along?
Yes, actually, we made a decision, Joe. I spoke to General Dunford at length over the weekend. I spoke to the governor at length, as I mentioned, over the weekend. One of the reasons I want to talk to the governor was to get a sense of the way we're going and the direction we're going, what kind of restrictions are we going to see or not see by the middle of May. And he just be very honest with me, saying, I don't know. I think that he asked me how many people could be attending. I said, you know, 2,000-3,000. He says, oh, boy. So he said, if it was a couple of hundred, I'd tell you to forge ahead. But, I just don't know. So yeah. We made a decision. I got back to General Dunford, who talked to General McConville. We're going to move it to September 11th.
Oh, okay.
The 20th anniversary of 9/11. It's a Saturday. So we're going to go in the 10th, the night before that social event. We're going to do the 10th and 11th. And it just, if you look at things last year, though, the fall got tough again.
Yeah.
The summer got pretty good, and September was excellent.
Yeah.
So we're kind of following that model. You know, if we move it a couple of months, now you're into July, right? And, you know, people are going on vacations, and it may not have the same impact. So, you know, this is a big deal for the city, mm-hmm. and it's a big deal for all our veterans and men and women in uniform. So I don't want to skimp. I don't want to restrict people from being there. The worst thing for me is if we had it in May and we told some people who are veterans, well, you can't come. We've reached our max.
Yeah.
You know, that just wouldn't sit well with me. So we made the decision. We're now adjusting and getting a hold of all the folks at this point who were, fortunately we didn't send the invites out. So the only people really that had this date circled was the generals, was some of their family members, was, you know, those people directly involved in the event. So, you know, we're making that change and people understand it. That's one thing about all this. They understand with what's going on, and you know, they realize with not much we could do about it. So everyone's going with the flow. We'll make the change. And by the way, September weather-wise is also a better month. That doesn't hurt. And finally, the bridge itself was in question whether it'd be finished or not for the May event, mm-hmm. Because the Bergen Parkway is going to be adjusted. They're talking July sometime. So So now everything will be done as well, which is another bonus. So I think it's the right call.
Okay, and that gives chance for some plantings maybe to take root by then as well, and may look a little nicer.
Absolutely, yeah, for all the right reasons, it'll work. Yep.
Let's all hope that by then things are at least somewhat normal again.
Whatever that is,
the new normal, right? Another thing has changed this year is your State of the City address, Mayor.
Yeah, we pushed it back. Into March. I think it's March 9th now. We've just been so straight out with everything that I haven't had the time to spend on it that I'd like to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot to talk about both this past year, but going forward. And, you know, what makes it challenging is when you're doing a speech like that is, and I try to keep it as brief as I can. I hope I never go on too long. And I don't think I could be accused of that too often. Maybe from time to time, including this morning, Joe, you may accuse me of that.
Not at all, no.
The challenge is to keep a speech concise, yet conveying a message. And it's easy if you had just spent 30 minutes on the talk, but who the hell's going to listen to you rather than, you know, 15 or 16 minutes. So that's part of the challenge. And I do want to cover some themes that it's going to take me a little time. But you know what? It's fine. I don't think anyone's been holding their breath waiting for me to give a State of the City anyway. So we'll be fine.
Well, that last time we talked, you were considering an outdoor event. Is that still in the works?
It's still a possibility, particularly going a little further into March.
Yeah.
You could have a half-decent day. So
see what
we'll see for sure. But
okay.
Be different. Good. That's for sure.
I know we talked before we went on the air this morning about a health commissioner, Mayor, but maybe just to let folks know the status of that right now.
Still in the works. There's some deadlines I had given a candidate that have not been met. So I don't know if that candidate was supposed to get back to me by now, has not. whether they're struggling with leaving where they are they really thinking about it. Maybe they looked at the salary and realized it's not as great as they thought. I don't know, but we may have to go back to the drawing board if I don't hear from this candidate. Probably within a day or two, I'm going to reach out and indicate that we're going to move on. We can't wait for one person. So it's tough, though, with those the people in that field are very, very concerned about leaving where they are because they don't want to leave their town, their city, their state agency, wherever they might be, you know, in a bind. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's been part of the discussion as well. We knew that we wouldn't get somebody immediately anyway because of that reason. But so we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We have a good team at the health department, and as I said before, we haven't missed a beat.
Yeah. What is the salary for that position?
I think it's around 105, Joe.
Okay.
Which in today's standard, it's not a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's when you view compare some of the department heads' numbers, and I don't mean to turn this into a salary issue here, but there are a number of department heads that really are well below many cities our size with the responsibilities they have. So that's something we're going to have to address going forward. It's been a lot of years before mayor, council, department heads have seen any significant increases. We obviously do the union raises on a regular basis, but the other ones always become more challenging and difficult for whatever reason. You know, we want the best. We want to be able to keep the best. So I think it's going to be one of those times we address that once again.
Yeah. Appreciate your time as always, Mayor. Great to talk to you.
Same here, Joe. I don't have any overcoat on today. It's not bad. So
nice.
We're going the right direction.
Oh, next time we talk, it'll be March.
Sounds good.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy the day.
You
Thank
too.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.